Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 119th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaurav Dhawan Lal, anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Today being Sunday, we also had Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program. We are delighted to have with us today in the studio, Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst, to have a little conversation on what all the Prime Minister spoke about. Mr. Tandon, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We'd like to start, actually, I think, something which is very, very topical in the minds of young people, which is examinations. And I know that young people in the month of Feb and March are particularly thinking of examinations. But I think all of us have some examination at some point or the other. And what the Prime Minister spoke about in terms of how does one handle the pressure? What does one do? How does one look at the larger objective in life? I think this holds a lesson for all of us. So your thoughts, Ashokji, on what the Prime Minister said today?
Actually, Prime Minister, in his Mann Ki Baat, he has been talking about the exam warriors. And as we know, he also has been conducting Pariksha Pe Charcha. This year, it was done in a very new format. He wished all the exam warriors the best of luck for their exams and also told the youngsters to appear for their papers and exam without any stress, with a complete positive spirit. And this year also he did it, and it was, as I said, along with experts, 8 different episodes were also included in the Pariksha Pe Charcha. Different issues were also included, but by and large, as I said, this has been a regular practice, an annual feature of Prime Minister engagement, that he not only talks to the exam warriors, but he wishes them good luck and all the best just before the exam.
So just to give it a little context, Mr. Tandon, the Prime Minister has a particular approach to how we see studies, how we see stress, and how do we see positivity of spirit. And I know it's easy for many of us to talk about positivity of spirit, but he's also shown us ways of inculcating these over his last few Mann Ki Baats over the years, and spoken to people and given them means and methodologies also. And this time when we bring in experts, I think one of the most important things that brought in with the experts was experience, because there is nothing like experience. It's okay to tell somebody to do what, but when people speak of their life experiences, I think that is what is powerful about this format.
Yes, certainly, as you very rightly said, and past toppers also shared their thoughts and experiences with everyone. Many youngsters, their parents and teachers have also written letters to him. I think this was a very significant topic which he discussed today. And I think we can move on to the other very significant topic where the Prime Minister actually made a beginning in a very cricketing metaphor. He talked about the century, and then he said, no, he's not going to talk about the Champions Trophy,
which is going on.
But he's talking about India's achievement in the space sector. So that was also a very important thing. And the century of Indian Space Research Institute, and that's ISRO as we call it. And when he was talking about ISRO's achievements, he said last month the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket. And this is not just a number, he said, it's also reflects India's resolve to touch new heights in space science every day. India's space journey commenced in a very rather modest way, and there have been a lot of challenges also at every step, but Indian scientists kept moving forward, conquering them with time. The list of India's successes in the space manufacture or launch vehicle, successes of Chandrayaan, Mangalyaan, Aditya L1, or the unprecedented mission of sending 104 satellites into space at one go with a single rocket. The ambit of ISRO's successes had been quite expansive also, not expensive. And over the last 10 years alone, around 460 satellites have been launched. This includes many satellites of other countries as well.
Coming in here, Mr. Tandon, I think as a political analyst, we'd like to understand from you, because, you know, a lot of what the Prime Minister spoke about today, whether it was women's participation, whether it's about the upcoming International Women's Day on the 8th of March, how are we going to foreground women's participation and progress in the country, whether it's about obesity primarily, also how we're seeing it in the Western world. It's a well-known ailment. It's a lifestyle issue. And in India, he also addressed that, which is also a first. And I think very, very interesting to see how he's ahead of the curve in picking up issues which could be becoming problematic tomorrow, and he's picking them up today. But the focus somewhere we are seeing is on young people entering the field of AI, young people entering the space of research, young entrepreneurs. So these issues, and I think the focus on youth, as a political analyst, what do you feel that this is very, very critical, because we're looking at wanting to reap a demographic dividend?
Certainly. You know, in that context, the Prime Minister referred to the National Science Day, which is coming in a few days' time. And he said that the interest and passion of our children, particularly and the youth in science, matters a lot. And therefore, he came up with a very innovative idea, and he called upon all the youth to become a scientist for a day. One day as a scientist. That is the message the Prime Minister was trying to get. And they should try to spend one day as a scientist. They can choose any day as per their convenience and choice. On that day, children and youth, students in particularly, they should visit a research lab, planetarium, or a space center. This will enhance the younger generation's curiosity about science, like space and science. And he also mentioned, as you very rightly said, there is another field in which India is rapidly moving forward in a very robust way, and that is the field of artificial intelligence. And he also mentioned his recent visit to Paris to participate in a big artificial intelligence conference. And there, the world was praising India's progress in this sector. So we are also getting to see examples of how people of our country are using artificial intelligence. For example, he gave the teacher in a government school in Adilabad, Telangana, is addressed in digital music, is performing a very important task in saving many of our tribal languages. He has done wonders by composing a song in Kulami language with the help of artificial intelligence. So when he was talking about artificial intelligence, he gave this example. So he said, be it space sector or artificial intelligence, the ever-increasing participation of our youth is begetting a new revolution in this country. And the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies.
India's young people being second to none. I think one of the areas where we've struggled with is in the area of sports and winning medals. At the international level, a lot of people saying that India has such a large population, why are we not being able to produce medal winners? A lot of investment, emotional, mental, physical, has gone into actually raising standards of sports at the district level, at the national level also. And the Prime Minister did express his awe at the number of teenage championships in this year's National Games. And of course, the National Games are a stepladder to international participation and medal winning. Do you think somewhere we are overcoming, in your analysis, the hump of saying, okay, now we're just at the threshold of saying we're going to get more and more young people, quality sports, good timings coming into international sporting events, and actually India making a name for itself there?
In that context, he talked about the national games which are held in Uttarakhand. Normally, the perception is that Uttarakhand is all hilly areas. Where can we find playgrounds and other facilities? But the fact remains that there were more than 11,000 athletes from all over the country who performed brilliantly, and even presented a new swarup of Devabhoomi, as the Prime Minister called it, a new picture of Uttarakhand as powerful sports center, a strong supporting force in the country. And the players of Uttarakhand also performed wonderfully well. Uttarakhand finished 7th in the tally. So that was the idea, to give that even difficult terrain can also excel in sports. And he said that the future generation, and also they can promote culture or excellence and sports as well. So some of the games that are being discussed over the country. And he appreciated every player who participated in the national games. So in that context, he also mentioned the contribution of the Khelo India campaign. As you were mentioning, Khelo India campaign, ever since it has been launched, it has certainly promoted sports in India. So be it Savan Barwal of Himachal Pradesh, Kiran Mahatre and Tejas Shirase of Maharashtra, or Jyoti Yaragi of Andhra, he named a number of athletes and sportspersons. All of them have given new hope to the country. And the javelin thrower Sachin Yadav of Uttar Pradesh, high jumper Pooja of Haryana, and like that, he went on to mention just to promote sports in this country and the national record, which have been set. As you very rarely said, that he has always been promoting sports and sportsperson.
Right, and when you talk of supporting the sporting spirit, and I think the Prime Minister has actually led the path in, you know, not only congratulating winners, but when he calls the sporting events people and the participants home, even if they've not won a medal, the sheer spirit of participation, of encouraging them just for the sheer pleasure of participating that they did, and the guts and the toil that went into it. And that's very encouraging for young people to come into the arena. And the other thing that you spoke about, yes, we have a difficult and diverse terrain. And world research has shown that tough terrains have hardy populations, and hardy populations have greater tolerance, better lung power, better ability to adapt to higher benchmarks of sporting excellence. I'm very grateful you brought all that in. Now, while we're talking of diversity within the country, Mr. Tandon, the flora and fauna of this country, beautiful, diverse in terms of whether we talk about the animals, the conserving of our forests, work is definitely on, and the Prime Minister's foregrounding all this would definitely help in actually moving the conservation movement forward, right?
This is also one area where PM has always been pointing out invariably in his Mann Ki Baat, but this time particularly he was very clear about the wildlife in India, and he named some of the prominent animals in India, and then he went on to say that these wild animals are deeply embedded in our history and culture. And he said many animals are also observed as the vehicles of our gods and goddesses. And in that context, he brought in the tribal people and said many tribes in Central East India, they worship some of the animals. And he gave the examples of how in Maharashtra and in many parts of Karnataka and Tamil Nadu and Kerala, the animals are worshipped. That means the people are very clear about the wildlife protection in their mind. So the tribal areas particularly have been very active, and they participate in the work related to life protection. And he gave the figure that the population of tigers has risen continuously in Karnataka's BRT Tiger Reserve, and a lot of credit for this goes to a particular tribe called Soliga.
The Prime Minister has also said that for a day he'd like to hand over on Women's Day his social media accounts to select inspiring women of the country. What do you think about this?
Yes, this is another area, women empowerment, which PM never forgets to talk about. And this time when he was talking about women empowerment, because International Women's Day is coming, particularly on March 8th. But he said this time he has got a very interesting idea. He's going to hand over his social media platform accounts like X and Instagram to some very inspiring women of the country. And these women who have achieved success in so many fields. So on 8th of March, they will share their work and experiences with the country by using Prime Minister's own platform. Platform might be his, but it will be about their experiences, their challenges, and their achievement. And I think this is a huge, huge tribute to women on the Women's Day.
And I think experiences and stories are always powerful, as is the Prime Minister's own story and experiences when he shares. Mr. Tandon, thank you so much for joining us on this program. On this inspiring note, we will say thank you to you.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on 119th episode of Mann Ki Baat. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Gaura Dhawan Lal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR, This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.